Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
In Dusseldorf, Germany. That is Tommy End. But that man standing in the ring, that is not Tommy End.
That happened, and we'll talk about it. Plus, a huge title match is set for Fyter Fest Night 1. And what gift did AJ Styles give The Undertaker after their Boneyard match? We'll get to it. For Thursday, July the 8th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I've been here a lot. It would be an understatement holding the microphone for the enforcer, Arn Anderson. Let me say, after Cody's win, to start off the program with the win by Brock in his debut, life is good for you, sir, head coach.
Good God Almighty, is it great to be in Miami tonight? You damn right it is. We have missed all of y'all. So, I guess let's just get right to it.
We had that happen earlier. A lot of bad weather, clear weather in South Florida.
Apologize for the technical issues.
What is this? Is, well, the lights are out, as we can all see. And wait a minute. What the? Oh, my God! God almighty, what a kick right to Arn Anderson's face. There's Cody.
That is a man that I wrestled 15 years ago in Dusseldorf, Germany. That is Tommy End. But that man standing in the ring, that is not Tommy End.
With that street shoe on right in the face of Cody, Tommy End or whatever he's going to be called.
That is Malachi Black.
Oh, my God.
And he has just taken out Arn Anderson and Cody Rhodes.
The eyes of a trained killer, if you ask me.
What a shocking debut.
I had no earthly idea this man was even, he just disappeared.
And clearly Arn Anderson, Cody Rhodes had no idea either. Malachi Black has arrived in AEW.
And Malachi Black no doubt will have an agenda, a violent, aggressive agenda.
And we have to restore order. We'll be right back, everyone.
Arn Anderson, minding his own business, about to talk to the AEW faithful in Miami. When the lights go out and when the lights come back on, there is the now named Malachi Black. And he kicks Arn Anderson's head off. Cody Rhodes comes out to help his fallen coach. He gets a black mask for his trouble as well. And just like that, the artist formerly known as Tommy End, the artist formerly known as Aleister Black, Malachi Black, is in AEW. So that was a turnaround, wasn't it? So it was yesterday, about 5, maybe 6 hours before AEW Road Rager on Instagram, we saw Tommy End sharing a very eerie new video in which he alludes to his new name, in which in the video he's credited for portraying Malachi Blacks. It's an interesting little video. We thought, okay, well, that's cool. So maybe that's something that he's going with. Now he's getting back into the wrestling industry. I don't think many of us expected to see him turn up at AEW Road Rager last night, because surely Tommy End has a no-compete clause, so he can't do that, can he? Well, Black, who was released on the 2nd of June along with several other WWE talents, only had a 30-day no-compete clause, according to Dave Meltzer. Why only 30? Surely as a main roster guy, you should have 90. Well, PW Insider reported that it was only 30 days due to a clerical error. When he moved up to the main roster, his no-compete clause wasn't bumped from 30 days to 90. Consequently, when he was let go from WWE, he only had to wait 30 days before he could turn up somewhere else per the contract that he signed. So here we are. Malachi Black is now All Elite, and it looks as if he's gone straight into a feud against Cody Rhodes. When we have more details on the arrival of Malachi Black to AEW, we'll let you know more at cultaholic.com.
For the last year, the Good Brothers have changed the landscape of professional wrestling. But we've got a problem, man. We've got a big problem, and that's you, John Moxley. You're the problem. You know, Kenny Omega was the very first IWGP United States champion, and there's a big problem that it's around your waist, Mox. You see, one of the biggest returns in pro wrestling history that's ever made a bomb like this is the return of the Machine Gun to New Japan Pro Wrestling, where the Bullet Club was born, where it all began. And John Moxley, the fact that you have the IWGP United States Championship, it makes us sick. Travis, John Moxley, are you ready to defend the IWGP US Championship next week live on night one of Fyter Fest? When I take that championship, there's gonna be one thing that everybody's gonna remember, and that's the Good Brothers' most favorite thing.
AEW Fyter Fest Night 1 taking shape, and I think the final piece of the puzzle went in last night. John Moxley will be defending his IWGP United States Championship against Carl Anderson. The video that you heard just then pretty much sets the table for this one. Not the first time that we've seen the US title from New Japan Pro Wrestling defended on AEW, but it always feels special when it happens. So this is how Fyter Fest Night 1 shapes up then. The US title match, John Moxley and Carl Anderson in the mix, or the FTW title will be on the line as well. Brian Cage is defending against Ricky Starks, a match that's going to hopefully allow both members of Team Taz to let off some steam. That's what Taz is hoping for anyway. Darby Allin and Ethan Page are going to be competing in a coffin match as well. I'm intrigued for what these guys will do. Penelope Ford takes on Yuka Sakazaki one-on-one there. We will hear from Hangman Adam Page. He's finally started to get his gears into moving towards Kenny Omega and that much-anticipated AEW title match between the two. We've started the gears in motion towards that. And Christian Cage goes one-on-one with Matt Hardy, a match that we've never seen on pay-per-view in any wrestling promotion, despite the fact they've been at a few together at the same time. So history being made with those two taking place at AEW Fyter Fest Night 1 next week. Chris Jericho is looking to continue his rivalry with MJF through Fyter Fest Night 1 and Night 2. That feud took a bit of a detour last night when Jericho ended up punching a fan. So as Jericho was in the ring, as the crowd was singing Judas, one fan got a little bit overzealous got onto the ring apron. Security got him pretty quickly, but it looked like he was struggling to get free. So Jericho just popped him in the face just to send the message. There's videos online of the fan being dragged away from the ring. I know we're allowed back in venues now, but if we can avoid being arses and trying to jump into the wrestling ring, that'd be amazing. Thank you. Full details on the results of last night's AEW Road Rager can be found at cultaholic.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
WWE are co-locating SmackDown on the 23rd of July. It was announced by WWE's corporate website that WWE and Rolling Loud, the world's first premier rap festival, announced a new partnership that brings Friday Night SmackDown to Rolling Loud Miami 2021. This is going to be the first collaboration between WWE and a music festival of this sort. We've seen NXT UK doing stuff with Download Festival before, which I think WWE might have forgotten about. But this is big in the sense that we're going to get a co-located SmackDown. So what will happen is on the July 23rd episode, we will have multiple matches coming out of Rolling Loud Miami. The rest of the night will be held in Cleveland at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. And we'll go back and forth throughout the night, which feels special. We mentioned before that WWE are keen, when they get back in front of fans, to start doing shows that have a different feel to them, to start doing more special presentations. And this is part of that initiative to make the wrestling feel a little bit different. Talking of getting back in front of fans, Madison Square Garden put out an announcement regarding the SmackDown show emanating from the gardens very soon. MSG say guests will need to be fully vaccinated for Friday Night SmackDown at the Garden, meaning the event must be at least 14 days after your final vaccine dose. The only exception is for children under the age of 16 who may provide proof of a negative antigen or PCR COVID-19 test or full vaccination and are accompanied by a fully vaccinated adult. You can go to msg.com/FAQs to find out more. The relaunch of the XFL has been pushed back once again. A statement from the XFL after multiple talks with the Canadian Football League say, while our discussions with the CFL did not ultimately lead to a collaboration, the effort reinforced our belief and commitment to developing the XFL for international spring football. We look forward to seeing everyone for kickoff in spring of 2023. There were some plans to relaunch the XFL next year, but they're clearly not quite at a point yet where they are ready to get going with it. So holding back another year, we will see you in the spring of 2023, lads. Charlotte Flair was on the Week in Geek radio show, revealing that one of her classic titles has been stolen. She said, 2 years ago, or maybe a little over 2 years ago, I moved back from North Carolina to Florida and I had the Divas Championship packed in a box. And that box is gone. So whoever has it, please give it back or ship it back. That's been the one piece that went missing that I miss. Hopefully, it's just a case it's been misplaced somewhere. But if it has been stolen, an appeal has gone out to whoever stole it to give the thing back. Another released WWE star has got themselves a new name. Following on the announcement of Aleister Black now becoming Malakai Black, Anthony Green has changed his name too. He is now known as The Alternative Anthony Green. He put out a tweet and a vignette in which the vignette he says, "If my career ended when I was told no, I would have been done a long time ago. Life is not about pass or fail. It's about how you come back from it. It's about having a backup plan, having an alternative. Anthony Green does not have an alternative. I am the alternative." I think any company that ends up with Anthony Green will be very lucky, an incredibly talented soul. Was the Boneyard match from WrestleMania in 2019. What a weird night that was. It was just as the pandemic was taking hold. We didn't quite know where we were at that point, but the Boneyard match between The Undertaker and AJ Styles genuinely gave us some deep relief from what was going on in the world, and it meant a lot to both competitors. Fox Sports Out of Character podcast saw AJ Styles as a guest the other day, and he revealed the gift that he got The Undertaker following the match. He said, "I called Undertaker's wife, Michelle McCool, and said, 'What does he want? I need to get him something.' She was like, 'Give him your gloves. That would mean a lot to him if you signed your gloves.' Michelle hooked me up. Hopefully, that was a gift that he enjoyed. He actually sent his gloves to me with a very nice thank you letter." That's nice, isn't it? If you never know what to... Hey, look, if you ever find yourself in a position where you need to buy The Undertaker a present, maybe you get The Undertaker in Secret Santa. Apparently, he really likes gloves. If you missed it yesterday on the Cultaholic podcast feed, there's a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I am in conversation with YouTube star Daniel Layton. He's a massive wrestling fan, and I think he quite enjoyed the experience of talking about the wrestling extensively over about an hour, and I'd love for you to check that out over on the podcast feed. In fact, wherever you got this podcast from, chances are you'll be able to find it there if you look right now. The Cultaholic Wrestling podcast drops tomorrow. It's Matthew, Greg, Jack, and due to a lack of Ross Tweddle, it'll be myself. Sorry about that. Us three getting together to chat about the week in wrestling and everything else that's been going on in the wrestling world, taking your mailbag questions as well. That comes out tomorrow on the YouTube channel and the podcast feed. Speaking of the YouTube channel, check out on the channel, if you've missed it, AEW's Evil Uno chatting to Ross about some of the things in wrestling that he would love to send straight to hell. Conversation with Evil Uno is awaiting you there, as is a tier list on WWE's major console video games. There's a lot to break down in that particular list, and you can check it out at youtube.com/cultaholic. Check out the website as well throughout the day for the latest wrestling news. More details on Aleister Black's debut as Malakai Black in AEW. And if you fancy testing your knowledge, can you name all the wrestlers who were at Bash at the Beach 1996, that infamous pay-per-view 25 years ago, which saw Hulk Hogan joining the New World Order? Can you name everybody that was on that show? Take the quiz at cultaholic.com. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.